Oh, hi, Jay. Well, get comfortable.
Drink that down from the roof.
There you go.
The podcast microphone. There we go. All right.
Oh, y'all settled in?
I'm ready.
You ready for this?
Bring the excellence that is us.
Yeah, we're ready for you guys, too. We've got fun things to tackle, ridiculous things to talk about, and even more fun and ridiculous because you're playing along.
Oh.
See, I turned it on them and made it about their excellence.
That's good. That's good. The audience is great. No, seriously, you're wonderful.
And thank you for taking us with you. We appreciate it. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here we go.
This is the Mornings Rock Podcast from Show 97.7.
Welcome to the show.
Today is a very special day.
Today is National Pet Day.
And it's celebrated every year on April 11th.
Say, what type of pet do you have?
It's a dog.
My pet iguana.
Pet tarantula.
Eagly is your pet eagle.
It is Throwback Thursday. And in honor of National Pet Day, we do. Because we truly are the slaves to our masters, which are our pets.
Totally that.
If you could just pick up my excrement, that would be wonderful. I'll eat now. Followed by a nap in the sun. If you could wake me up around 6, I'll need to do this again.
Throw this ball.
Again.
Throw it again.
In honor of National Pet Day today, we want to know, who was your childhood pet and what do you remember about them? Everybody that answers via text or calls the show qualifies for a pair of tickets to Pearl Jam Dark Matter, the global theatrical experience, April 16th. It's a pet-friendly theater.
No, it's not.
If they say they're not, you tell them, Jay said it is. You just bring in your dog.
Jay said I could bring my iguana.
Jay said 514-790-0977. You can text us at 11977.
You had a pet growing up?
I did. The very first pet that I remember was my grandparents' dog, Mr. Chips.
Mr. Chips.
Mr. Chips was a poodle. Mr. Chips was beautiful. Mr. Chips was my first childhood experience with death.
Aww.
Because I saw him get hit with a car.
And you shortly, saw it happen?
Yeah, and for some reason, I don't even know if they're years apart, but somehow I also equate that with my grandfather's death when I was also visiting. So it's one of those weird things when I look back. They're very, very, very fond memories, but they also have death within them, of which you're also familiar. It can be hard to deal with that type of thing, but I do remember getting older, thinking it odd that my first childhood pet memory was losing a dog. Old Mr. Chips the poodle.
And that's one of the, I think that's one of the reasons why parents, you know, are hesitant to get the dog, because that inherent lesson is it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Hopefully it happens a long time.
Case in point. Hey, Jane, Sharon, it's Annalise. Love, love, love the show. Thank you, Annalise.
Thank you.
For the first 9 years of my life, our family had no pets, which is odd to think of now. My mom was against it. And my dad eventually let us do it. So what I did was I pretended the neighbor's dog was mine. It was a Cocker Spaniel whose fur was always kept clipped. Belonged to an elderly couple who kept him in a pen in the back of their garden. After they caught me trespassing, they gave me permission to come over anytime and borrow him.
Aww,
that's so nice. That's Skipper, cute. I can still smell. I can still feel. I can remember piling his long floppy ears onto his head to give him a new hairstyle. And I also remember opening the cans of Skippy dog food and scraping it out into the dish. Show 'em rocks.
Right on.
So vivid, right?
Totally that. Look at even Pat the Roofer in his hungover state. First dog in 1999, Bart. The 120-pound black lab was an unstoppable beast.
Wow.
Rest in peace, Bart.
It'll be interesting to when we come back to find out, because Sharon lives in her childhood home. How many pets have graced that backyard since, like, way back in the day?
The way back pets. Back when it was black and white.
Way back pet machine. When we come back.
11977. Who's your pet? Who was your pet growing up?
You ever notice how some pet owners are proud of their pets? Like, no matter how disgusting of a creature it might be. Like, my wife's cat, it's like 150 years old. His leg is broken. He's missing chunks of fur. Part of his ear is gone. He's wet for some reason. I'm like,
it is National Pet Day today. For Throwback Thursday, what do you remember about your pets growing up? We had a cat. Growing up, we had like a couple of cats, but we had one cat that got stuck in my hockey net in the breezeway between my house and the garage, where I just like rip shots at targets. And my dad cut the cat out of because the hockey net was around its neck.
Aww.
And the cat went into our house.
Yeah.
And we never saw it again. but it would come out to feed with the other cats. But you had to be like out of the room watching.
Right.
But literally, it was this hibernating
PTSD.
PTSD stealth cat.
Wow.
Yeah.
We had I don't remember the dog, but we had a dog named Tim, German Shepherd, when I was little.
Hey, Tim.
Little like three hey. Kind of thing.
Right.
And then we had a dog named Chuck when right. I was in my near about 9 or 10. And now, of course, we had the late great Chester, and we still have Shadow. Shadow's our little angel.
Will you be getting another pet to live with Shadow? Is Shadow lonely?
No.
Because of Chester being gone? Or does he finally have the place to himself?
He has a place to himself, but he's like, he wasn't the alpha. Chester was the alpha, so Shadow would fall behind. And now he's coming into his own, but I've seen him with other dogs, and he doesn't necessarily take the lead. So we were sort of thinking if we got another dog, he wouldn't, he'd fall into line kind of thing. And I don't want that for him.
You got
him to have his...
Your pet's a wingman.
Well, I want him to be the boss.
You want him to step into that role.
Yes.
From Virginia still. I'm holding up for it. From Virginia, good morning, guys. Hi. My first pet was a guinea pig named Pittywig.
I like that.
Pittywig. She was named by my little sister who couldn't say guinea pig.
Pettywig.
I also love this. Hey, guys. Are you trolling for bank security questions now? First pet names? Come on. I never thought of that, but that's so true. What was your first pet's name?
Well,
that's like one of the three questions.
Yeah.
The choices were like movies, was your first car?
First car, high school.
A mother's maiden name.
Yep.
If you could just send those to 11977.
Yeah, we'd be great. Payday's only on Monday, and we're a bit strapped. Devin texted also at 11977. We had a golden retriever, and I got to name him Denver. The Last Dinosaur, after my favorite Saturday morning cartoon.
Oh.
And I went looking for it. That was late 80s and was only on for a couple of seasons, but it was such a cute little show.
Oh, man.
Nice one, Devin.
I had a dog named Denver a few years ago.
Yeah.
It was a rescue. Yeah.
Aww.
Awesome dog. Okay, everybody that enters their awe-ness today for Throwback Thursday qualifies for a pair of tickets to Pearl Jam Dark Matter, the global theatrical experience.
Mm.
April the 16th. Everybody that goes to that show, by the way, also gets a free guinea pig. You can still call us 790-0977 or text us at 11977 to tell us about your Pittywig
show.
Traffic.
We have a lot of volume on the Met westbound between Pineuf and Papineau.
Out at Speedway.
Welcome to the show.
Today is a very special day.
Today is National Pet Day.
And it's celebrated every year on April 11th.
Say, what type of pet do you have?
It's a dog.
My pet iguana.
Pet tarantula.
Eagly is your pet eagle.
thanks for playing along on our Throwback Thursday. Bob's been waiting to tell us about his pet from when he was growing up.
Okay, so our first pet, I was in a little town of Dunham in Eastern Townships, and one of our first pets was a skunk that my father had caught and had operated.
And Wait a minute, full stop. Your dad had the skunk de-skunked?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and then we kept it for a while, and the people in town, well, we used to literally go out, you know, walk it on a leash to take it out to do its needs and stuff like that, and people in town just thought we were completely crazy.
Well, because you were. Because you were. Two things. Number one, you had a skunk. Number two, you go back to your dad thinking, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pay for surgery to have this thing de-skunked.
Yeah. Well, as kids, we thought it was pretty cool.
Well, it is.
Oh,
it's
for sure.
Freaking cool, but yeah.
It added to the effect. Like, my father was a little bit I don't
eccentric?
Know. Yeah, and, you know, we had pet raccoons, we had pet geese that we used to walk on leashes and stuff like that. So,
wow.
You know,
is your dad Grizzly Adams?
Yeah.
Eventually, we ended up moving into the country, and we got regular things like dogs and stuff like that. But
that's great. You had your exotic animals in town, but you moved to a farm, and then you get normal pets. That's really reverse engineering that one. That is so great.
Okay, well, what was your skunk's name?
Actually, I'm pretty sure we called him Pepe.
Of course you did.
From Pepe the Pew, there from Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny?
Uh-huh, Pepe Sampew, right?
Yeah. You are so beautiful.
Come here.
Exactly.
That is the greatest story ever. Please hold. We're going to get your information and put you in the draw for the Dark Matter Pearl Jam theatrical experience, okay?
Cool. Home rocks. I love you guys. I listen to you every morning.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Have a great day.
You guys have a good day. You too. Bye.
See ya.
from 1197.7. Hey, guys, I had a beautiful white golden retriever. One day when he was a pup, my dad brought home a whole homemade lasagna. I know where this is going. Left it on the counter, open container, turned my back for 10 seconds.
Oh.
Looked back and he managed to jump up on the counter and grab a massive mouthful and run away. I just cut around that part. Jack, I miss you.
Aw.
That's from Giancarlo.
I'm looking at one from Liam at 1197.7. First childhood pet was a stray kitten that decided our house was also his house. My siblings and I named him Sammy the Samurai. My most vivid memory is watching him fall out of a 20-foot tree and pinwheel to the ground where he walked off like nothing happened. Because that's cats right there.
Hi, I'm Crystal. Happy National Pet Day. I was the penthouse pet, I don't know, maybe around August of 1991. I just remember it was hot and I burnt my muffin during that outdoor shoot. Speaking of hot, flapjacks are up and they ain't gonna serve themselves. Happy Pet Day.
Show 97.7.
So I've officially been triggered. It is Throwback Thursday.
Uh-oh.
National Pet Day. From 1197.7, my first pet was Kiki, the beautiful budgie. He would sit in his stand-up cage and mock my dad to the tee. Kiki would fly around our house, land on our hands to nest. One day, Kiki made the strangest noise and fell off his perch.
Aww.
Rest in peace, my beautiful budgie. Well, at least you didn't kill your bird. So I was at my friend Darren's place, and Darren had a budgie that they just let roam the apartment.
Yeah.
And it would fly a bit, walk a bit, run a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I was going into the bathroom, and it tried to follow me in.
Oh, God.
And I shut the door on it and killed it. And
didn't stay for dinner that night, did you?
I did not spend the night. I left Darren and his mom crying in the kitchen.
Oh,
and
my
I literally, I said, I'm so sorry, and I just put my coat on and I left.
Aww.
I felt so bad. I haven't thought about it for a quarter of a century until I read that text.
What about Darren? Have you thought about him?
Dude, Darren, if you're listening, bro, I
still sorry.
So sorry about your budgie, and I will always remember your love of Triumph.
Wow.
The band.
Well.
Not the comic insult, though. Thank you for all your texts at 1197.7.
Oh. Yeah, my friend Sandra texted my cell phone. She's not going to be in for the Pearl Jam thing, mostly because she'll be away for it, and you're not supposed to text my cell phone to win. But she said, did you mention the hamster? And I said, no, because we've had a ton of texts. And also what I didn't tell her in the text reply was, because I've been trying to block it out for 40 years. She gave me a hamster when I was 17 because she thought that would be a great gift. And it's a very generous, you know, nice present. I think
it's
I had
a terrible gift.
Well, I thought I crossed my threshold. I think I was into hamsters when I was 11. And then somehow over, you know, puberty, I gained a fear. So she basically gave me a caged fear pet. And I'm like, oh, that's so nice of you.
So you want to do? You want to sneak your date into your bedroom.
Brutal.
On a Friday night and you're making out. And it's like, is your hamster watching us?
Yes, it is watching. So thanks, Sandra. And thanks for the text messages at 1197.7. Also from Jose, who is PY's mom. PY from The Damn Truth. I want to wish my three cats, Melody, Rock, and Roll, a very happy National Pets Day.
From the West Island to the East End, Montrealers wake up with Jay Sharon and Chantal. This is the Mornings Rock Podcast, Show 97.7. It's time for Fun Facts. Your Friday fix of useless knowledge to impress your friends and family.
It's a fact.
Indeed.
Here we are. Fun fact, Jay. It's considered animal abuse to buy just one guinea pig in Switzerland because they're social beings and they get lonely, so you gotta buy them in pairs.
That's great.
I know.
Fun fact, an aptronym is a person's name that's perfectly suited for them, like Usain Bolt being the fastest runner in the world or Thomas Crapper inventing the toilet. Aptronym.
Aptronym, I love
aptronym.
It. Hey, fun fact, in the 1600s, men wearing high heels, totally common. And they wore them for the same reason as women, emphasizing their shapely calves.
Ooh, are those implants?
And to get ahead in the business world.
Fun fact, there are no muscles in your fingers.
None.
The muscles in your palm and your forearm actually do all the work.
Wowza.
Hello.
Hello, Jay. Hello. Hey, fun fact, Expo 67, considered to be the most successful World's Fair of the 20th century with the highest attendance of any fair up to that time.
What? What's that? Can't hear you. I got a banana in my ear. The banana, I brought in props today.
Thank you.
You can see as I'm holding it up to your radio.
That is a banana.
The banana is curved for this reason. Mm-hmm. They fight gravity as they're growing towards the sun.
Wow.
Yes.
Hey, fun fact. You cannot hum if you plug your nose. Exactly. And I know, just like Jay, that you probably just tried to do that too.
Oh, man.
Now we know.
It's like I'm on a plane and I'm 10. My ears hurt. Finally, in 1976, this is a true fact. The book that won the Governor General's Award in Canada was a book about a lonely librarian in a, romantic relationship with a bear. It's also because of that book that bears began to feel objectified in nature.
Every day it's the same old thing. Look at the bears, look at the bears, look at the bears. Sheesh.
I'm with you. I'm with you, Yogi. And I'm 100% for you. There for you, my little boo-boo.
Get your day started with Jay Sharon and Chantel. Show 97.7. Midweek choices straight ahead.
Turn left if you come to a fork in the road.
It's a Would You Rather Wednesday with Jay Sharon and Chantel.
Beautiful. I mean, just the girl. I didn't notice the beautiful boy.
Come on, Milhouse. It's 2024, man. It's 2024. We're all fluid.
Yes.
Would you rather be the most beautiful person in the world? Or would you rather be married to the most beautiful person in the world?
Now, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
We have already heard from Pat the Roover, who says either way, you're making beautiful kids, which is not untrue. But pick, Pat. Pick.
Yeah.
That's the deal with Would You Rather Wednesday. You just got to pick one.
By the way, the very first thing that should come into your head is, well, I'm already married to the most beautiful person in the world.
That should be the starter.
That's how you open.
Yeah.
I'm not just saying that because it's my 31st wedding anniversary this week. It's just a fact.
Just, it is what it is.
It is just a fact. So yeah, not a lot of caveats involved there, but certainly a couple of things to definitely look at. You know, you'll always wonder what it's like. You know, I've watched lots of shows where I think it was an episode of 30 Rock where John Hamm was the guest star. And the whole theme behind the episode was that beautiful people have the best luck, but they're completely oblivious to the world around them because they are so beautiful. And at one point of the show, John Hamm just says, "Hey, can I drive your motorcycle?" And the guy's like, "Well, of course, because he's so handsome." He immediately gets on the motorcycle and drives into a bus because he can't drive a motorcycle. He's just really good looking. So that's a part of it as well.
The unspoken skill set that comes with beauty.
But it would be nice to obviously gaze at the most beautiful person in the world.
Yeah, take the pressure off of having to be the most beautiful person in the world.
And what if you are and you're married to an uggo? Who wants that? You don't want that. You got to stare out from your beautiful face. Look at that troll that you're married to. Who wants that? I mean, sure, you're beautiful, but you're always making this face. Because you find them ick.
That is a bit of a... You make a good point there, Jay.
From Mark, it's better to appreciate the other person, so I'd rather be married to the perfect person, which, of course, I already am.
Smart Mark.
See?
Yeah.
Nailing it.
Yep. There we go.
11977. You can call as well. Plead your case. 514-790-0977. And aren't we all really beautiful for just sitting in the dark? Listening to Pearl Jam's Dark Matter, the global theatrical experience? Because the first time around, that's what they're doing.
That's how you could meet your future beautiful spouse in that dark room. And when she gooses you.
I'm sorry, I was going for the nibs.
So Pearl Jam's Dark Matter, the global theatrical experience, is yours to behold on April 16th and yours to win when you're participating with us on a Would You Rather Wednesday. Would you rather be the most beautiful person in the world, or would you rather be married to the most beautiful person in the world? Dominic, which would you rather, to be the most beautiful person in the world, or would you rather be married to the most beautiful person in the world?
I want to be the most beautiful guy in the world because marriage doesn't guarantee anything. She's going to leave you and go find the most beautiful guy.
Ooh.
What do you think of that?
I think, hello, insecurities.
How do you like that? Kind of blows your logic, doesn't it, with your dumb question?
Fresh from therapy, Dominic.
There you go.
That's fair. That's a fair addition to that little wrinkle in time. We appreciate that, Dominic.
Thank you very much.
You guys are doing a great job, and show rock!
Would You Rather Wednesday, and the question, would you rather be the most beautiful person in the world, or would you rather be married to the most beautiful person in the world.
I was first runner-up in the Miss Minneapolis beauty pageant at a fairy tale wedding. But I've lost everything to meth.
Don't do meth, kids.
Don't do meth.
Don't do meth. Stay in school.
Keep your beauty.
Stay beautiful.
Keep your teeth.
That's right.
Wow.
1197.7 from Andre. We talking about utter beauty? No, Andre. We're talking about pancreas. Jeez, bud.
What a beautiful pancreas.
I'll take the beauty because it attracts beauty. Although in both cases, inner beauty is most important. Because if I have someone beautiful and don't feel that inner beauty, I'd be too insecure to handle being with someone beautiful. Whoa. If I have outer beauty and not inner beauty, I just risk being destructive or shallow. Appreciate that. I love it when you guys put so much thought into your texts. It's great.
I think there's a bit of sarcasm painted over the one from Sarah in Pointe Claire. I'd like to be married to the most beautiful person in the world because I would like to be in a constant state of jealousy and insecurity. Good for personal morale and my ever fleeting sanity. LOL. Well played, Sarah.
Also, Hamid just wants us to remember when Julia Roberts was married to Lyle Lovett. Even as a kid, I was WTF. He had
skin deep,
smoky, romantic qualities.
Thoughts.
Sure. And Julia Roberts is nuts.
All right. So, Steve, which would you rather?
Well, beauty is indeed in the eye of the beholder. So I'd rather marry a good cook because looks don't last, but cooking does.
By the way, I love your character on Yellowstone. That's great, buddy. Thanks for the call. Have a great day.
All right, you guys rock. Take care.
AJ and Sharon at Show'em. Love the show. I am married to the most beautiful person in the world.
Aww.
It's awesome. Would it kill her to put some gas in the car now and again? That is from Alex in Pointe Claire.
Full name, Alex Featherstone is what is signed. Brave, brave Alex.
Would you rather be the most beautiful person in the world, or would you rather be married to the most beautiful person in the world? Everybody answering our question today qualifies for tickets to Pearl Jam Dark Matter, the global theatrical experience.
A chance to hear that album before anybody else.
April the 16th, sit in the dark with strangers and fondle away. 1197.7. You can call 790-0977 from Vic. Hey, guys, I'll go with married to the most beautiful woman, which is pretty much what I'm living right now. I love when we're out in public and people look at me and then look at her and then quickly look back at me in shock. And I just smile back at them and go, right? Love the show. Keep on keeping on.
Thanks, Vic.
That's great.
Appreciate that. Heard another love story from Silvio, who says that he's married to the most beautiful person in the world, Chrissia. So he says, I'm set for life. She is everything, and I fall in love with her more and more each day. Isn't that nice?
Beautiful.
Let's flip the script on that one. I think the important thing for everyone to acknowledge is the fact that if you are marrying somebody, says this texter, they probably are the most beautiful in your world. You never stated whether or not it was going to be beauty at surface level or beauty straight through, because beauty can be skin deep, but ugly cut straight to the bone. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie could not make it work. Beauty doesn't ensure spit.
Ooh. That's interesting.
True.
Yeah,
that's
totally true. Yeah.
And Jennifer backs that up too with her text. Married to the most beautiful person, but my definition of beauty, which would include genuine, kind, and most importantly, funny, because a life with the most beautiful person is nothing if you can't laugh together.
The Mornings Rock Podcast.
So, I was talking with a couple of buddies this morning, and for some reason...
Okay, after like four, doesn't sound like injury anymore.
Literally, Peter Griffin, Family Guy, he fell and hurt his knee. Suck it up, Peter. Man, oh man, oh man. You found the scroll, bro. Google it. So I was talking with a couple of buddies this week, and for some reason, both of them mentioned having kidney stones. I know. Engrossing conversation that you have in your early 50s, eh?
That's what happens.
Worst pain of my life was what they both said.
Wow.
Which has us wondering, what's the most pain you've ever been in? Already hearing from you at 1197.7, the standout already has got to be uveitis.
Yeah, I'm looking at an image of uveitis online right now. The inflammation inside your eye usually happens when your immune system is fighting an infection. So it's a show of effort, at least, but it kills.
Yeah, that's the text that we got. Here it is. It's from Fred the Plumber, who had your soundcheck song of the day today.
Yeah.
Black Sabbath, great choice. Uvitis, woke up blind, felt like I got hit by a 2x4 attached to a train in the back of my head.
Ow.
Lasted 3 days. I cried a lot. That's how you know you're in a lot of pain, when you're just weeping.
Yeah, for sure.
Right?
And that the trigger is like, don't cry, right? When you're an adult.
Mm-hmm.
But if it hurts, it hurts, man. Gallbladder attack from Alexandria in St. Anicette. She said, they say it's the same pain as a heart attack. I had 2 before they removed it. Thought I was dying for real. LOL. I like that.
I will see your gout and kidney stones and raise you a testicle torsion. Courtesy
what?
Of Brian at 1197.7.
Testicle torsion.
Sounds like they get twisted. Sounds like that's what happens right there. Let's Google it.
Twisted sister.
As Jay gets set to... Grimace? Ah! Yeah. There it is. Happens when the spermatic cord, which provides blood flow to the testicles, rotates and becomes twisted. The twisting cuts off the blood supply and causes sudden pain and swelling. It also requires surgery right away to save the testicle. Man, oh man.
Can you imagine? Well, patient, why do you think you need surgery? Drops pants. This is why.
Ah! It rode shotgun in the passenger seat on the way here. Ariel, stingray sting. Oh,
ooh,
Ariel, you gotta call us. I want to hear all about the stingray sting.
And isn't there only
514-790-0977.
Treatment comes from your friend, I think.
Isn't that, aren't you thinking jellyfish?
I think it's probably similar.
Do you really think that's also a peeing?
Well, I think there's an element in urine that is helpful, not just to one situation.
That's also the best episode of Friends.
That's true.
Right? 1197.7. You can call today, too. This is blown up. I love it. Worst pain. I don't love it. I mean, I feel for you. What's the worst pain you've ever been in?
Physical, actual pain.
Yes, please.
Daddy issues excluded. So, pain.
Pain.
Got any?
Worst ever. What was it?
Look at all the text messages.
It's insane.
And really long text messages about pain, which we'll get to. So keep those coming if you've got something, some painful experience you want to share. We had heard via text from Ariel, who was stung by a stingray.
Yeah, actually, it was my first time ever in the sea, and I got super excited. So I ran in and I stepped on it.
Ah.
And they don't like that.
Just like that.
So where did it sting you? In the foot?
Yeah, on the foot. And so the only way that the pain stops is if you have like something really, really warm on it. Mm-hmm. So they gave me a bucket of water, but I believe that's why some people pee on it as well.
Because urine's warm.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Wow. But I opted for the bucket of water. It was one of the most incredible pain I've had.
So can I guess what it feels like? Is it like a hot, stabbing, searing pain?
A screwdriver, like trying to go across your foot, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
How old were you when this happened?
24, 25.
Oh, man. Like your first time in the ocean, like you said, you ran in and you stepped on a stingray.
Yeah. Just like that. It was in California. So what they think is that it was probably just pushed by the waves towards the shore. And they were like, yeah, usually when you're in the ocean, you just have to drag your feet. I'm like, yeah, okay. So thanks.
Lesson
for
learned. Now, when you approach the ocean after that, is it more of a tiptoe?
Oh, I wear shoes.
Oh.
Good idea. Wear the water shoes.
Yeah.
That's a pro tip from Ariel. Don't step on a stingray.
There you go. It's either water shoes or a low-heeled pump.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. But at first, when people were yelling at me, stingray, I mean, I'm trying to phone. I've never heard of the word stingray because we don't have those in Quebec.
Right.
So I was like, huh?
I thought it was some sort of slur.
What are you saying?
Yeah.
There you go.
What are these dumb Anglos yelling at me? Ariel, thank you so much for listening to the show. We really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you so much. Dome Rock.
Yeah.
From Matt the Locksmith. Hey, guys, love the show. Worst pain I've ever felt was when I dislocated my knee in the early 2000s. At the hospital, they were examining the knee, and it dislocated again. But this time, it went with their hands, basically stretching the joint and ruining everything within it.
Oh.
I screamed my life away. I've never been in so much pain. Imagine having someone drill into your knee, but going up and along the femur. The injury was so severe, I almost had my leg amputated above the knee.
What?
Luckily, the orthopedic surgeon who took care of me was the same one who deals with the Habs players when they get injured. I had two major surgeries, left the hospital with Kevlar in the knee joint, screws and staples in my leg, and two beautiful long scars as well. Take care of yourselves.
Gosh.
Wow, Matt, thank you for that. Ah, everything's making me cringe. I'm in this, like, I feel I feel like I'm going to need to stretch out after the show.
Shoulders up
I'm
at the
so
ears.
I'm so tense.
Like, ew.
But keep them coming.
Yeah, totally.
Worst pain ever. Let us know.
It's how Montreal wakes up. Good morning. This is the Mornings Rock Podcast with Jay, Sharon, and Chantal. Shome 97.7.
Before we get to Mornings Random, as all mornings on Mornings Rock begin with a...
Hello, Badger.
Hello.
It must also end with a...
Bye.
So... I don't like cats.
Me neither.
Here's some stuff you may have missed. The best and worst of the week that was. Completely out of context. It's Mornings Random. Sunshine's on
the bed. It's right up there with a cat hacking up a hairball.
And shoot a blondo.
Arr.
Thank you for going deep on this one. Yeah.
My sister has a corgi. She just got one. I remember she sent us a picture and I was like, why'd you do that?
We'll have a little looky look.
A little poke about.
A little doodly-doo.
Fastidious.
With whom I was eating.
Oh.
Hello, baby. Look at you.
Is that a new
look
lease?
At the film. Oh, wow.
Who's got a
How
new
much
lease?
Longer left in your lease? What's your mileage like?
See, same brain.
You can keep your mornings rocking. Follow Shom, Jay, Sharon, and Chantal on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to keep the conversation rolling all day long.
It's Jay! I'm right behind you!